Naomi Osaka's got set point and she's got it. There we go. And they've become very good friends. Naomi Osaka and Taylor Townsend have become very good friends. I think it's a really interesting relationship. And I think what Taylor Townsend is helping Osaka with is that public face. They've done some TikToks together and Osaka does still look quite uncomfortable, but Townsend loves doing those. And I think it's quite beneficial for both of them.
Well, Townsend is a naturally extrovert personality and I think Osaka is probably naturally a more introverted personality.
Yeah.
So. Yes, it is good. And also it's nice for us to see a slightly different side. But one of the things I really like about Osaka since she's come back is I think she's better able to express herself in media interviews and I feel like she's got better at become more comfortable being articulate. I think she always had that, obviously she was always capable of that, but I think she was very shy in the first iteration and for all her fame, I don't think sitting in a press conference was very comfortable for her. And she said as much and it used to make her a bit nervous and I think she's relaxed into it.
Yeah.
And actually she's now one of the more interesting sort of spokespeople in the game, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. 40 love for Goff. Townsend standing way inside the baseline and putting that pressure on. That pressure paying off. Gosh, how far in she was standing on a first serve.
Well, she's all out attack, isn't she?
Definitely. Even on that first serve of Goff, deep serve from Goff. That was clever from Goff. Put the pressure on. But Townsend's got a short ball as she hooks the forehand cross court. Cross court against the backhand of Goff, who nets.
I think that's a smart play. We know that Coco Gauff has had perennial struggles with her serve and she is somebody who can get double faultitis and standing in on your serve and almost saying, right, you're going to have to hit it hard at me,
yeah,
is quite a good way of getting into a server's head.
Still got game points to get her first game on the board, the defending champion. In terms of the time, it's 3:40 in the afternoon on a Tuesday. This weather is set to continue through the course of this week. Townsend just right foot in the tram line, stepping in, crunching the forehand back the stretch from Goff. A short ball, just missed that. Not enough spin on that to bring it down. And Coco Gauff's on the board, but the break and the advantage is the way of Taylor Townsend. Cam Norrie is now a set and a breakdown. Did have the rib trouble coming into this.
We do know he's a very good competitor and he'll fight and he likes this surface and he's had some epic matches here.
Music today on Philippe Chatry has been another level of loud. Earlier, it was so loud and Stefan was having one of his two breaks outside the box of the day. It was so loud that we just had to listen to the music because no one could hear us.
We had a bit burst of Harry Styles earlier, didn't we, in the background? But I think that was on the Sigmund Osaka match.
Yeah, I think that was on this court.
I enjoyed that.
And the music last night, I have to say, was exceptional. You had two Frenchmen going at it, all the drama, the music was playing. It just fitted.
Obviously, I very much enjoyed listening to you and Marcus last night. It sounded like quite an occasion.
It was, I guess, with the wrong ending, in the sense that...
Not if you're Hugo Gaston.
Well, it's interesting that Hugo Gaston did an interview with Antoine afterwards and did say that he was feeling terrible and he's had an illness to do with a heart condition that's meant that the energy suddenly drops, and it might explain why that was his first tour level win since November and his first Grand Slam win since here last year. And that he said, you know, after completely losing at the sets 3 and 4, he went and had a shower, cooled down, sort of reset himself. But really interesting how he was talking to him about what he was going through. But it was very emotional. We knew the ceremony was going to come at some point, but I guess people hoped that they might get one or two more rounds and night sessions out of Monfils.
Yes, I mean, in some ways the fairy tale would have been for him to win a five-setter on court Philippe Chatrier one more time before he said goodbye. But as always, you know, we've said goodbye to Stan Wawrinka already at this tournament, and obviously
Roberto Bautista Agut.
I was going to say Rafael Nadal, but yes, I mean, last year the way that he was honoured, it's something that this tournament has had to do quite a lot of, and they do a wonderful job. And I think with Monfils, he's a favourite son here, isn't he? He knows everybody. He'll have been training here from, you know, practically being a child. You know, he was an amazing junior, so he's probably been in and around here, and everyone loves him. The staff, obviously his fellow players, everyone in all the teams, the coaching teams. So there was a lot of, you could feel the affection for him.
Yeah, you certainly could. His wife was in tears. It was a lovely montage on the screen. The Three Musketeers came out in Song of Simon and Gasquet.
So much talent among that group. Yes. That generation, they were sort of the golden generation in lots of ways of French tennis. And I always think with Monfils, people talk a lot about what he hadn't achieved and what he didn't do because, for whatever reason.
Well, I was going to say, is it the underachieving golden generation for all the talent that they did possess? I'm not saying it is, I'm just sort of throwing that.
Well, I think Gasquet made, you know, Grand Slam semi-finals. Tsonga made a final, a couple of finals. So, you know, you it depends how you measure these things. But, I mean, I think actually Monfils had a pretty fantastic career. You know, and we can talk about, should he have gone further in a Grand Slam? Should he have gone further here where he was so adored and where he always had such amazing crowd support and where he drew such great inspiration? But actually, I think his career and the way he played the sport kind of transcended it in lots of ways. I actually think he transcended just blank results on a sheet of paper. I think it was actually more about creating memories with the way he played.
Taylor Townsend looking to serve a volley, but the volley wasn't needed because she aces out wide. And what a start this has been for the 30-year-old who, due to her rankings, around 75. She's been sort of in and out of, so Madrid, it was direct entrance into the main draw, but Rome, she had to go through the qualifying competition to get herself into the main draw. She has got to a final. It was in Austin, but that was the hard courts. So she's putting those results together. She got confidence. She now designs her own outfits and she parted ways with her coach last year. So seemingly has people and friends around her, but no sort of fixed set coach. Said she would talk about the split, the separation at one stage. Inside in from Townsend. Townsend slaps the forehand cross court to the backhand cross court just on the side edge of the sideline from Coco Gauff.
I think it's wonderful in some ways that at the age of 30 she's starting to fulfil her singles potential, actually. You know, we've talked, haven't we, about what an amazing doubles player she was. But as you said, it's always interesting when players still have that ambition in singles.
Yeah. Remember Pierre Hugobert, was desperate to get that singles ranking up, as successful as he was in doubles, and was so successful. But really wanted to make it count or see what he could do on a singles court. Backhand down the line, then cross court, squash shot forehand from Gauff on the forehand. I was totally in control, Taylor Townsend. And also, sometimes you have to remember that Storm Hunter was in the final alongside Jessica Pegula in Rome. They would lose to Schneider and Draver, but Hunter had to get to Paris for qualifying, and that's the downside. You're very successful in doubles, but if you're trying to work up the singles, you've then got to hot foot it because you've got a qualifying competition. And that was the same for Taylor Townsend. I spoke to her in Madrid and I said, are you going to celebrate? She said, well, yes, but I got to be in Rome tomorrow morning to start the qualifying competition, whereas Katerina Siniakova, her ranking was high enough to give her a couple of days off for the main draw.
Yeah, I mean, it's a phenomenal commitment. And that is the case week in, week out for lots of players. But it's not easy, and it's relentless, because also you think with singles players, you win a match, you get a day off, you play the next day. If you're playing doubles as well,
yeah,
especially if your expectations are much higher in doubles because you're seeded and you've won slam titles,
you're sort of bread and butter, really.
Yeah, so it's not as if you can go, I've only got doubles tomorrow, I can relax. It's quite an intense lifestyle.
Double fault from Gauff. It's 30. Oh, service return winner. Taylor Townsend is playing out of her skin. She now has a point for a double break and a 4-1 lead over the defending champion Coco Gauff.
So much more aggressive than and Gauff is really struggling with that. She's very much playing a kind of scattergun tennis, is Townsend, hitting winners, teeing off, keeping the point short, using these faster conditions. Definitely bullying. And she's doing a really good job of it, standing inside the baseline again on return of serve.
Just missed off that return. She's furious with herself because it was her second serve.
But she's... Her tactics are super clear, aren't they? I am just going to go after everything.
But she's up against the strongest, grittiest fighter in the game. and it is genuinely not over against Coco Gauff until you're shaking hands at the net and you've got the win. Don't ever think it's over, whatever the scoreline. Might not always be pretty, but more often than not, she'll get the job done. Game point from break point down. Just apologising for the ball toss, wasn't happy with it. Oh, unfortunately, Cam Norrie has retired. Now, there's a chance that might happen because of the rib, and I did wonder why, after he was broken in the first game of the second set, it took an age for the scoreboard to tick over in the second game, so I felt there might be a medical, and now set down a breakdown, 15-40 on his serve. Unfortunately, the Brit, Cameron Norrie, has retired.
They're very unfortunate for Cam Norrie there, but, you know, going into the grass court season, which comes next, quite an important time of year for him. He's going to want to get back, get some treatment, try and get some recovery, try and be fit for the grass court season.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, I'm just doing a little bit of DJing. Hey, that's okay. I've got the decks out, doing a little bit of scratching.
I mean,
do you like my vibe?
No, stop that. The influence is gone now. So elsewhere, Naomi Osaka has points for 1-1. I'll try and speak loudly. Corentin Moutet has set down to Vits Kopliva. They're on serve deep in the second. Valentin Vacherot is two sets up on Thomas Forel of France. They are 5-5 in the fourth. And Linda Fravitova against Elsa Jacquemot, very early stages that one. And Leonard Tien, 6-6 first set against Christian Garin. Garin then went 4-1 in the second set. So we will we'll keep across everything. But as much as she has the break, I still do feel that Taylor Townsend is the player under more pressure, because she cannot let the level she's shown drop a millimetre, because Gauff will be all over her.
No, and she can't let her confidence drop either. She's going to miss because she's going for it so much. Yeah. She's playing quite high-risk tennis, and she has to kind of have the resilience to say, OK, I'm not going to always get it right, but I need to keep going for it. Because if she gets drawn into long, attritional baseline rallies with Gauff, then that's only going to go one way.
Second serve, she's got the Presidential Tribune behind it. That's a good deep serve from Townsend again, stepping in, but netting, but again, still that positivity, that aggression of camping yourself inside the baseline. I do like this dress from this distance. It's just the shimmering of the sparkles in the sunshine.
I think it's really cleverly designed. I think if she is designing her own clothes, she's actually doing a fantastic job. I really like the colour as well. I think it looks great. Backing on to the orange clay.
She's going through a thick headband phase, so the headband is material and it's the same colour and material as the dress. 3-2. Served down the tee. Forehand slap through the middle of the court, the backhand cross court from Townsend. Townsend now has been pushed back. She goes backhand cross court. Gauff with the forehand cross court. Now Gauff will wind up the backhand through, right through the centre of the court, and trying to dig it right into the forehand wing of Gauff. Gauff slices that forehand, and that's what you can get off the Gauff forehand.
This is the thing with Gauff. This is what gives opponents hopes, that there are frailties in there.
Yeah.
We know about the forehand. We know that it can break down. We've talked, haven't we, about the serve. There's been so much discussion. I don't think I've ever known so much discussion about one shot of such a successful player. The Gauff serve, the travails, the biomechanics specialist, the remodeling, the double faults, the... And yet, through it all, she just keeps winning.
Yeah, Gavin McMillan, still very much a part of the team, the biomechanics, alongside JC Forel, who's her long-time coach. And she believes in what they're doing and the changes they're making. Double fault from Townsend, 15-30.
Well, and she's doing so many good things. And so, you know, I don't mean to be negative about Gauff, but it's just, she's extraordinary.
Yeah.
I
agree.
To deliver the level of tennis that she does when there are things that are perpetually not quite working that well. A especially a serve, because that's such a bedrock of every tennis player's game.
And to know that your opponents are just going to try and break down your forehand each and every time. Serve out wide. The backhand return into the middle, and Townsend goes to the forehand of Goff. Goff plays the forehand. Townsend's coming. She half volleys. Ooh, that sits up. Oof. And Townsend stood firm, tried to block it, nearly got knocked out by it, and it's break back points.
And there's a doubles player for you. Not afraid of being hit whatsoever. Happens all the time in doubles, and Townsend was always going to stand her ground there. But the passing shot was just too good from Goff.
I would have run away.
I don't think you'd have had time.
I would have ducked. 15-40. Had the order of play for tomorrow. Iga Świątek first up on Filip Szczęsny, Elina Svitolina second up. And interestingly, Djokovic has got day session, so end of day session. So possibly around this time for Novak Djokovic, and Sasha Zverev will headline the night session. Casper Ruud, they've taken pity on him because he's fourth match on Susan Longland, so they're leaving it as late as possible to give him as much time, which I think is quite nice. What else we got? I'll find some Brits out there for the British fans. Well, I would if I could. Oh, there we go. I found Fran Jones. Court 13, third match on against Marie Buzkova. 27th seed, Buzkova. As always, we'll be back with you from 11 o'clock. Start a play tomorrow. Townsend on the baseline. Three games apiece. The break has been retrieved. Goff serves down the tee. Snap back on the forehand. The backhand through the middle of the court from Goff. And Goff scurries the forehand side and drops that one in the middle of the court. The backhand cross-court angled winner from Townsend. Really well played by Taylor Townsend. Head has not dropped since she got broken back. Just standing a touch further back now for this first serve of Goff. Behind the baseline. But now she should come forward, and she does. So just inside the baseline. The wide stance from Townsend. Deep knee bend, leaning forward. Outfit sparkling in the sunshine. Goff not happy with the ball toss, so Townsend just creeps in a little bit more. Now she retreats. Good deep serve does the job.
Very, very deep second serve there from Goff. Just caught the line, but there might have been a little heart-in-mouth moment. But that's why Townsend is standing in on that second serve. Yep. She's trying to draw errors from Goff as Goff tries to push her back, serving deeper and deeper.
Backhand return down the line from Townsend. Clips top of the net from Goff. Townsend, a lot of height on that forehand. Now she flattens out the backhand, but she nets, and it's 30-15.
Enrique's been in touch on email. Good afternoon, ladies. So glad that you're back for this year's Roland Garros. Absolute highlight of the tournament. Well, isn't that nice? I can't believe it's been a year already, and I can confirm that A-level maths paper number one went well last year, and I've just finished my first year exams at medical school in London.
Well, it must have gone well if you're a medical school.
Well done. Thanks for everything, and I hope you're keeping nice and cool.
Oh, drop shot special from Townsend. Congratulations on the exams and also medical school.
Enrica says you're Gen Z correspondent.
We need one of those because the average age of this commentary box is, I don't know, what gen are we? No, let's not.
I actually fear we might be different gens.
That's the fact that I'm the youngest and I'm old is...
Lisa from Vermont, this will cheer you up.
Backhand cross-court winner from Goff, who does a come on. She has game point.
Not one, not two, but three donkeys in a photo.
What a photo of three donkeys. No, yeah. It wasn't an ask for donkey photos.
No, I did ask for donkey photos.
Oh, did you?
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it. Keep them coming.
No.
French Open Radio at fft.fr on email.
Lovely return. Snap short on the angle from Townsend to keep game number seven alive. Game number seven is turning out to be very important. A couple of breaks through the course of these first six games, one apiece.
And the X platform, of course, is at @radio_RG.
Do you call it X or Twitter?
I call it Twitter.
Yeah, so do I. Forehand cross court, backhand cross court. They just go cross courts. The, oh dear, the backhand slice from Townsend. Got that all wrong.
But I don't really use it, so I don't have cause to talk about it too much.
Oh, okay. Game point for 4-3. Too deep, really going for the body serve against Townsend at the moment because she's stepping in. Townsend says, right, try it again because I'm coming in. Goff serves down the tee and it worked. Good serving from Goff. She raises her fist. She's got the scoreboard lead for the first time in this first round match, having been a breakdown. She now leads the middling part of this first set by 4-3 on serve. Sigmund Osaka 2-1 Sigmund in the second first set. Osaka, and a reminder, Cameron Norrie unfortunately had to retire, sat in a breakdown.
That rib injury, well, it remains to be seen how quickly he can recover from that, but not great news for British fans, and I know there are always plenty who come over here to watch, and also plenty who tune into Radio Roland Garros. You're all most welcome. Bookworm says, greetings from hot Minneapolis, Minnesota. Great to hear you all again. Doesn't look like you'll need my weather watching services much, so I can just sit back and, well, not relax since I'm working. We always love you, Bookworm. Do give us a heads up if you think it might cool down at any point. I think we're due to get a slight drop, and I mean it's fairly slight drop of in temperature. Monday,
isn't
Tuesday.
Next week?
Yeah, and I mean down into the high 20s and then a little bit lower, but not certainly not going to be a return to last week's sort of 10, 12 degrees. John says, I have to ask Gigi, which is harder, raising twins or ruling the roost over the Radio Roland Garros team?
Oh, Radio Roland Garros is a lot harder.
Is it because we're less mature?
it's a mix of everything. I have to sort of build myself up to it for 50 weeks and then spend another 50 recovering.
Am I your favourite child?
Well, as we're living together, yes, you're my favourite child. You were airing the apartment, taking the rubbish out. It's been an absolute joy to live with you.
Excellent, thank you.
Forehand slap cross court onto the service line. No, we are a lovely team. And they talk about consistency. We've had that for a few years now, haven't we, on the radio team? And everyone's very different.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Very
Which
different.
I quite like.
Yes.
It works.
It does work. We've got a good mix of different personalities, similar senses of humour, as you may have gathered. Also,
well, not always. Let's not lump us all in that boat. Yes, come on. I'd say similar other things, but not that. Inside out, forehand down the line goes Taylor Townsend. It's love 15. Lob is up from Townsend. Goff will wait for it to land. Hit the high forehand through the middle. Townsend into the corner. Backhand from Goff. Oh, Townsend's inside the baseline. Now she has to retreat and she hits the forehand, but she nets. And this could get away from her quite quickly now at 3-4. Love 30.
Well, yes, you did. You picked it, that seventh game being a potentially really important game for Goff to come through on her own serve. Townsend, for the first time really under significant pressure here. I'm sure she'll keep going for her shots. She doesn't have any other choice, as we've been saying.
Yeah, she has to. If she starts to become passive, then it will really go quick. Oh. Sounds like Stefan's having a little bit of a tiff outside. Don't think he is.
Do you think he is? Do you think he's...
Do you think he's... No. Do you think he's defending our honour?
Or begging to go.
They are, yes. Why do you make me come here year after year and sit with these people? I don't understand them. I don't get their humour.
I just want to go home.
Don't let me go and get food. There's no air conditioning. The custard creams have run out because I've eaten them all. As in, he's eaten them all.
I'm glad they were a hit.
With Stefan.
Yeah, that's a nice kind of British-French.
Now we know what to bring him next year.
Cuisine fusion.
Townsend, oh, it was a great, she was switching the play. It was exactly what she should have done. Wasn't able to find the court and now break points for a lead that would give Goff a 5-3 serving for the first set.
Badly needs a first serve here, does Townsend?
Yeah.
Goff standing way behind the baseline. Not quite towards the very back, but giving herself lots and lots of time on the Townsend serve and not moving in any for the second serve at all.
Valentin Vacherot has a match point on court 14 off 2,047 minutes. Goff here for a 5-3 lead. Good wide serve from Townsend. Big, bold and brave.
Well, there was a great opportunity for a crowd catch there. Someone absolutely fluffed it.
They have to give it back here though, don't they? The balls.
Yes, but there's still a nice moment if you catch the ball out of the air.
Madam Eater says it's 45 degrees in Delhi. Oh, okay, won't complain about the heat here then. Still a break point for Townsend to save. Oh, she's missed it. She has gone long. It's confirmed that it's gone long. And for being a break up, Coco Gauff now has the advantage and will serve for the set at 5-3.
John says, maybe Stefan is talking to the person in charge of the music at Change of Ends. I like the music at Change of Ends.
No, I like it, but it was really loud. Do you not think?
Yeah, sometimes it can be. It can be quite hard to be heard over the top of it.
Yeah.
But especially for people listening at home, perhaps if you're listening with headphones and all you hear is the music, and it might be hard to hear us. I don't think even Stefan has the power, though, to have it turned down. Do you?
The music, no. Go and pull the plug out of somewhere. Goff with a backhand through the middle of the court. The forehand cross court inside the service line. Townsend with a forehand down the line. That's a beautiful forehand, but a great defence from Goff inside the baseline. Townsend now, she comes forward. It's a high ball. Doesn't need to worry about it.
Rob's got a question for us.
Hello, Rob.
Just chilling out here in Cincinnati, I was wondering about how coaches and other team members get paid. Is it a percentage of winnings or something else? If you get the chance, Rob, says Rob. Well, we always have the chance. We love hearing from everybody. And we like these kind of questions. It gives us often something to think about. In this instance, it really varies from team to team, but usually it's a fee and then a bonus, basically, depending on results.
Yeah, and the bonus, it could be a bonus that is a double fault from Goff. It could be a bonus that you will get a percentage of X's winnings from the quarterfinals onwards.
Yeah.
So, you know, it won't be for sort of first or second round, but the bonus would kick in the later and the deeper they go in the respective tournaments.
Yeah, and how that's measured really depends where the player's at and what they're doing and what ranking they start with and all of those things, but obviously also there are expenses involved. Tennis is an expensive sport from the point of view of travelling. You know, if you've got two or three team members as a player, you're also having to cover their flights and their hotels. You'll get some covering of your hotel and maybe one other team member, but if you've got a large team, then those expenses fall under you.
Yeah, and some have deals with airlines, for instance, so all the flights will be covered, and some tournaments, like Australia, they'll give two rooms, so one for the player and one for the coach, and others don't. So it really does depend, but everything's worked out. There was talk about Juan Carlos Ferrer and Carlos Alcaraz. Was that about money, or was that about percentage? So there's lots of different ways that it's done and it's broken down.
And then you also have federation coaches, where the federation is sometimes paying the salary of the coach.
backhand down the line from Goff. This is Thurtjørum. She's serving for the set. Townsend is staying in there, though. It's a very deep floaty backhand now. Townsend swivels and hits the forehand. Townsend with the forehand cross. Oh, that's lovely. She shortened the angle, the pickup. She's coming forward with the high backhand. She goes cross court. She wins it. She has a break point opportunity to get us back on serve.
I have to say that I personally, I love the sort of tennis that Townsend is playing. Yeah. It's a little bit of a throwback in a good way to an era of kind of shorter points and approach shots and coming in behind your serve, and it's swashbuckling tennis, and it's really fun to watch, and it's particularly fun to watch on clay.
We love watching players with variety, and that's exactly what she has. Oh, what a return from Townsend. Can she finish it off? She settles herself. Goff has been pushed back now. Townsend's been pushed back. Break point to get us back on serve. A looping forehand brought down back to the forehand of Goff, who goes down the line for netted from Townsend, who cannot believe it.
Just got a little bit tight on that last forehand. The court was there. She managed to get Goff out of position. She was ready to just hammer that ball up the line. Just got a little bunched up, didn't she? Couldn't quite swing at it.
Serve down the tee, the stretch. It will land in, but Goff is well and truly in control of this. Oh, she's missed it. Unbelievable. She took her time, she got set, it was a mid-court high ball, and she crunches it beyond the baseline to hand a second break point to Taylor Townsend.
Well, Townsend did a really good job of actually leaping out of the way of that, because it landed just under her feet. She had to do a bit of a star jump, make sure she didn't get hit, but that's quite the miss from Goff. Just shows there's a bit of tension here.
Break point number. Oh, and it's a second serve for Townsend, who will step up, she will step in, there are nerves jangling. 42 minutes played. Radio Roland Garros, Elena, Stefan and Gigi with you as Goff reaches up to serve. The serve kicks up. Oh, she got lucky.
Whoa. That's one that Taylor Townsend may come back to look on and think, if I'd made that, because it wasn't a great serve. She had the return on the backhand. Again, just a little bit over-eager, snatching at the ball. And again, Goff just not happy with that ball toss at all.
Serve out wide. Backhand cross-court serve sign. Drop shot from Goff. Here comes Townsend. Pushes it deep. It's a high ball. Townsend goes, thank you very much.
And that smash stayed smashed. Almost slam dunking the ball into about row 8 of the crowd in the corner of the court. Goff again under pressure.
Third opportunity for Townsend to try and get us back on serve. Oh, it was a deep ball from Goff. High ball from Townsend. Goff lets it bounce. She takes the high forehand to bring it down inside out. Goff will keep it on the forehand and go inside in. Townsend surely goes cross. She's missed. She has gone long. It is marked by Goff and we return to deuce.
Well, there was a ball in that rally which really looked very, very long on Townsend's baseline, but she didn't stop. She carried on. She didn't query the call. You have to stop straight away and query it if you're going to. It feels like any time we get past 3 or 4 strokes in a rally, that the odds shift in Goff's favour.
Yeah, absolutely. 2 points from the set. Ace, there we go. That's what she's looking for. Mute and Kapriva have split sets. Kravitova is back on serve now with Jacquemot. And Garin and Tien have split sets, but Tien has an early break in the third. Jannichsen is your night session match. I don't think it will be a late night.
Not on the form that Sinner's been showing. He's been playing quite well of late. I don't know if we've mentioned it.
Yeah, 29 matches unbeaten is good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right.
5 Masters titles in a row.
Yeah, not too bad.
This year. And not even bringing in last year.
Yes, it's not your ideal first round draw if you're a French wild card.
No,
any wild card, actually.
It's a moment. It's on the biggest court at your home slam against the best player in the world by a country mile. But in terms of progression of the competition, it's difficult. Back-to-back double faults, but that one just snuck in. Hit the top of the tape.
Yeah, you're probably not booking out your hotel room for the whole week.
No. Unless he's in doubles.
Possibly.
Back-to-back double faults and a fourth opportunity for Taylor Townsend now, trying to get us back on serve.
Because you mentioned doubles. And we know about the frailties in the golf serve, and we're seeing them here.
Serve down the tee, backhand down the line. Now Taylor Townsend with the backhand cross court inside the line. Townsend switches round, goes inside in with the ball, and the backhand through the middle, and Townsend with the backhand. It's a nice low backhand from Townsend, isn't it? Oh, what backhands from Taylor Townsend. Supreme stuff from Townsend. For all the world, you thought Coco Gauff was going to serve out that set when she got the lead, but Taylor Townsend had other ideas. We play on serve, deep into the first set.
Well, it was a backhand that did the damage. It was just working that angle, pushing Gauff further and further out on that side, and then she just saw the opportunity to weave the ball through. And, well, that was a great game from Townsend, all-out attack.
And now this...
This is a song.
There we go. But now Stefan's back. He's turned it down a little bit, but...
This will get them going, won't it? However hot it is. I'd like to paint a picture for you of the old lady chair dancing that Gigi and I are currently indulging in. You just have to use
Stefan's
your imagination.
He's facing the other way. He's like, I'm not looking at those old women dancing in the studio.
I've got moves.
I wouldn't go that far for either of us. Right. Interesting stuff, but we are still in a similar position. Townsend gets broken here, she loses the set. On serve, 4-5, sunshine blazing down. I think Lara Sigmund, yes she has, she's held. So it's 4-3 Sigmund in the second set. First set, Naomi Osaka. Sabalenka went through earlier today. Tsitsipas on retirement went through earlier today. Cameron Norrie is out due to retiring in his match.
Jonathan doesn't like the music at change of ends. He says, I hope Wimbledon don't do the same. Wimbledon, you know, might be a string quartet.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Someone coming out, singing a bit of opera, popping back in.
Honestly, stop giving Townsend overheads because she is destroying them. It's bread and butter on a doubles court.
Arvin says, hi, Gigi and Eleanor. Spent the last hour and a half, driving on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It's usually a highway that bores me tremendously. I'm interested to hear which highways don't bore you tremendously. But this time I had your lovely commentary. The only issue is I kept thinking I'd spot a donkey alongside on the road. That would be shocking if it did ever happen. Well, not really in rural Pennsylvania. I think that's...
Are there many donkeys on roadsides?
You'd think that would be a target-rich environment, donkey-wise.
No. Why?
Because it's very rural, there are lots of farms.
It doesn't
there.
Mean there's donkeys. Not donkeys on every farm, are there? But when I go to a donkey, if you said, name me...
Did you say when I go to a donkey?
No, when you go to a farm and someone says, name me three animals in a farm, donkey would not be in my top three, might not be in my top five.
No, but if I wanted to go and see donkeys and somebody said, could you go into Midtown Manhattan or go to rural Pennsylvania... I would think Pennsylvania is more likely to have donkeys in it.
More likely, but not guaranteed. And you're saying Arvin should see them lining the roadsides as he's driving along.
No, Arvin said he thought he would spot a donkey.
No,
I just said it was probably quite a good place to...
Come on, you two.
Spot a donkey.
Suddenly you've put donkeys in Pennsylvania on roadsides.
If you're in Pennsylvania, Arvin or anyone else, could you please give us a donkey update?
Well, it can't be Arvin because he hasn't seen any.
Yet.
Forever. 15:30, 4-5, Townsend hooks the forehand, but only stops middle of the court. Slams it, gets a bit more depth on that. Backhand netted from Gauff. 30-all.
Andy says, we were just in Paris from May the 10th to May the 17th, and it rained every day, and all of our spring clothes stayed in our suitcases. We got soaked to the bone at Versailles. Oh. Amazing change in the weather. Yeah, gather, it has been something of a contrast.
Down the tee, off backhand return from Goff. That's a lovely sweeping backhand from Tazer. He slams and crunches the form cross court, but what a backhand! World class from Goff.
I'm really hoping that a debate will be raging next time I look at the X feed and the email inbox as to whether there are, in fact, a high number of donkeys in rural Pennsylvania. It's niche, isn't it?
It's very niche. Well, no, there might be a high number, but I think the thought that you might suddenly see one along the roadside.
I just
is a
was
stretch.
Saying it, you're more likely to see it along the roadside there than lots of other places.
Not necessarily. I've never seen a donkey on a roadside.
Have you been in Pennsylvania?
No, but. Backhand from Goff. Is net. That's a soft shot when it was set point for Goff. Juice. Serve down the tee. Backhand through the middle. Heavy forehand. Then down the line goes Goff. Oh, it's wayward from Townsend. And another opportunity for Coco Gauff to close out the set on the serve of Taylor Townsend.
Well, Townsend is jumping on anything even remotely short because she's playing such attacking tennis. And as soon as she gets the opportunity, she's going for it. But when Goff manages to get the ball deep and push Townsend back, takes away that little bit of extra time and takes away the initiative. That's when Townsend is in trouble.
Backhand cross court from Goff. It is set point for the defending. Oh, it's long! It is long from Taylor Townsend. She worked so hard. She had the early break. Goff was broken when serving for the set, but managed to get the job done on the Townsend serve, breaking Taylor Townsend. And I think Coco Gauff might be leaving the court. Perhaps one of them will do. Taylor Townsend's going to have a word with the chair. I think she might be off, which might give us an opportunity to cross over to Susan Longland, where, in a turn of affairs, Laura Sigmund is serving to split sets with Naomi Osaka.
Sigmund's a fighter, we know that. She's gritty, she's a competitor. She's never, ever going to roll over. And loves nothing more than a long three-setter where she can really dig in, almost wear her opponents down.
Fifteen all, no shade on Longland as Sigmund double faults, 15-30. I think our air conditioning unit is not very good.
I mean, that is an understatement.
Okay, I was just being polite. I can't feel it. Can you feel it? I can't feel it.
I think you can feel it if you're standing right in front of it.
Yes, Stefan, your hand is right in front of it. Of course you can feel it. Back behind from Sigmund, down the line, and she is 2 points.
Bonta.
From the set. That voice you heard was her boyfriend / coach.
Asaka, still gleaming in her gold sparkly outfit.
I think that must be hot. I mean, it's like being wrapped in tinfoil.
I think they're on fabric, not directly onto her skin, those gold shards.
Yes, but the shining up towards her face, to onto her arms, you know, it's reflecting somewhere. 30 all. Serve out wide. Ooh, set point. Alara Sigmund, after nearly an hour and a half to split sets. As you and Naomi Cavaday were saying, you would have put a little upset asterisk by this one.
Just think Sigmund loves this sort of match.
Yeah.
Big name, show court, causing trouble, causing an upset.
Did on that occasion get the drop shot all wrong?
She did. But I think she's a tennis disruptor, is Sigmund.
Yes, she is.
Relishes it. Relishes these kind of situations.
And she has an awful lot of experience that she can put into that disruptor. And amazingly accomplished on the doubles court as well as singles. Misses the first serve, twiddles the racket in the right hand, just touches the hair that she's wearing in a sort of messy ponytail with a white visor and this lime green tiered dress. Serve out wide, forehand spins back down the line. Sit long from Sigmund.
Very good return of serve on the forehand side from Naomi Osaka.
Osaka.
A chance now to try and get back on serve. And anyone who's won the first set obviously always wants to win the next one in a best of three match. But I think particularly
it's
with
good
these...
thinking, isn't it?
I am a genius tactician.
You're a coach, you'd say, right, the plan is win the first and really go for the second.
Yeah, try and win all the sets.
Yeah, first two, we're good. Backhand return from Osaka. That scream was from the gold dress wearing Naomi Osaka, because she has broken back.
But what I was going to say is there's extra pressure, I think, given how hot it is, to try and minimise the number of extra minutes you're out there.
Oh,
so if you win 100%. The first, you know, if you can win a match in straight sets, then that is the ideal. I mean, Casper Ruud, I think, was a salutary tale, wasn't he? Almost for everyone here, all of these higher seeds here.
Well, he had match points.
He had match points.
Five,
he was 5-3 up, and somehow found himself in a five-setter and was very, by his own admission, quite fortunate to get out with the win and not be on the plane home, because he said he was sitting there, he was dizzy, he was disorientated.
Yeah,
feeling
seeing double,
feeling really unwell. He looked really unwell and somehow found a way to get through. And, you know, some of that was experience. He was pouring water over himself. He was taking handfuls of ice from the chest freezer that's courtside at all of these courts and just throwing it all over himself, trying to get his core temperature down. But that's the lesson, is you don't have much margin in these conditions.
Yeah. Well, I can serve as much energy as you can, which is why Coco Gauff is looking to make a strong start to the second set. And she has done. She holds to love. This is the final match of the day session. Jannik Sinner will kick off at 8:15 local time, because there will be no delay, because it's, 4:30 now, coming up to, close to. But still plenty of action elsewhere.
Always. Especially, I think, more and more, when we first started to get night sessions here, you'd have a match on here and not much going on necessarily on the outside courts. But now, increasingly, it's become a bit more like the Australian Open. We have multiple, they're not maybe scheduled as night matches, but they end up being night session matches.
Yeah.
And I think that's great, because if you're on a grand pass and you want to stay here as long as you possibly can, that's wonderful, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just Townsend coughing at the back of the court. Year-old ready. What? serve down the tee, the off backhand in play from Goff. And Goff with the forehand down the line spins it, flattened out cross court forehand drop shot from Goff. But it was a gift to Townsend. Goff then lobs up the high ball, the smash. There again. Give her a high ball. So steady under those high balls, Taylor Townsend.
Well, in women's doubles and men's doubles, you're hitting so many more overheads than you are in the course of your average singles match. A lot of lobs. There's just a lot of variety, and that tends to be a theme that we see with these players who are excellent on the doubles court. Is that they have that variety because you need it. You're not playing to the level that Townsend plays in doubles without variety.
That's why so many coaches encourage their singles players to play some doubles. They have to come forward. They have to work around the net. They can build that confidence. Goff, the wide stance, but the knee bend isn't too deep. Leaning slightly forward from the waist. Gripping that racket in that sort of frying pan grip. When the racket face is directly facing up at her. Serve down the tee, backhand through the middle of the court, backhand down the line, scooped up by Goff. Oh, she snuck it in. And a little round of applause from Taylor Townsend at that shot.
Well, it was a fine reply to a fine shot from Townsend down the line, and she's actually hit that shot very, very well throughout this match, Townsend, but that occasion, Goff read it and just really went one better.
Oh, halfway off the shoelaces, Townsend knew she was a sitting duck at that point because Goff was on the charge.
Well, that shot just wasn't quite sure what it was from Townsend.
Yeah.
Am I a drop shot? Had a crisis of identity, didn't it?
Mid-air.
Yes.
Wasn't sure what was going on.
I'm sort of a mid-court ball, but hit with the pace of a drop shot.
Yeah. Townsend winding herself up, seven towards the presidential tribune, down the tee, the backhand through the middle of the court, the forehand inside in, backhand cross court from Goff. Townsend cross court on the angle with the forehand, stretch down the line from Goff, cross court. Oh, she misses it. Had the whole court open, and the result will be a break point for Coco Goff.
This could run away from Townsend. She performed really well in that first set, did so many things right. To go for it, did go for it, played some very brave attacking tennis. Just one or two unforced errors at the wrong moments, and some very good play from Goff. But she's not out of this match, however, a breakdown here, and Goff could really charge on ahead.
Well, not is going to help, is it? A double fault, it clipped the top of the tape. It flew long, and that is a two-love lead for Coco Goff. Meanwhile, 5-all second set, Sigmund Osaka, 30-15 on the Sigmund serve. Cocchiaretto Corneva has been called to court 13. Bublik Struff is underway on court 14. And Kasatkina and Osorio...
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Are through in the women's doubles first round against Shay Su Wei and Wang Xinyu. That's a good win for Kasatkina and Osorio.
Very good.
Goff, forehand down the line. Townsend flips her forehand cross court and mid court onto the line goes. Goff, it's a high ball. Goff will let it bounce. Smashes it away over the head.
Not just over the head, but over the head.
Yeah.
Because she knows if she's going to do that, she needs to get it nowhere near an outstretched racket of Townsend. Mailman in Dublin, Ohio, says, my uncle lives in rural West Virginia near the border of rural Pennsylvania, and he's got a donkey himself. Close enough, right?
No, because I'm sure there are... What I was saying here we go. I didn't say there weren't donkeys in Pennsylvania, but...
You kind of did.
If I was driving along in Pennsylvania, I wouldn't expect to see them on the roadside, was the point I was making. Townsend takes early with the backhand through the middle of the court. She's passed. That was too easy for Goff.
Yeah, the discipline is just not quite there from Townsend now. But Goff also has raised her game. She's been challenged here and she's risen to that challenge.
Goff waits the ball to drop a little bit with the backhand down the line. Backhand swept cross court. Goff on the slide with the forehand, the pickup from Townsend. But Goff has just raised her level now.
Just a bit more pep in the Goff shots. I think she was a little bit passive sometimes. She allowed Townsend to boss her around in that first set.
Backhand from Goff, cross court to the forehand. Oh, beautifully placed a forehand line from Taylor Townsend to get on the ball in this Goff service game, with Goff looking to consolidate her break for a 3-love lead in the second set, taking the first set 6-4. Not too long on the match clock, just 1 hour and 6 minutes.
Another sorry from Goff as she mistimes the ball toss.
Well, it worked out in the end, and that is a good, solid set 3-love lead for the defending champion against Taylor Townsend. Sigmund and Osaka, on the other hand, 5-all, juice. We just nip back to Susan Longlin just while we're at this stage. All sorts going on here. Oh, Sigmund not happy with her ball toss. Remember, they have met before, but it was in 2018, so we can't really read in anything to that. Oh, we join with a double fault.
Avantage Osaka.
Sigmund's team just saying, come on, come on, shake it off. Next one. Here we go.
Seventh minute of game number 11 of set number 2. Sigmund kicks the serve up. The forehand pushes the German player back. The inside of forehand, the force of these shots. She's clubbing it, isn't she, Osaka? But what difference from Sigmund. Osaka comes forward, then she scampers back again. Runs around the backhand of Osaka. Hits the forehand mid-court down the line. The slice backhand cross got from Sigmund. The backhand cross at lovely angle from Osaka. The pickup from Sigmund. The forehand, oh, off balance. You could see, couldn't you, sort of sliding and trying not to fall.
Osaka hit some absolute pile drivers in that rally, didn't she?
Yeah.
Just really hitting with no holds barred. And Sigmund, half the time, was just trying to do anything to get the ball back into play. She was leaping in the air. She was just getting a racket on it. And that, in the end, was enough. Just the living proof that you just make your opponent hit one more shot each time. And that is what Sigmund does so well.
Termination warning, Miss Sigmund.
Oh, it's a surprise.
She's had one or two of those, hasn't she?
They don't ruffle her at all. There's no looking up to the chair. What do you mean? She knows what she's doing.
No, it's like Marcus and parking tickets.
And
it just accumulates them. It's fine.
Yeah.
Untroubled.
They'll get paid somehow. Disappear, won't they?
Yeah, well, Amanda at Eurostar will probably pay them for him.
Out of the money she made off the ticket she sold him on Saturday. Backhand to backhand. Ooh, Osaka lost control of that.
Avantage Sigmund.
Marcus got a parking ticket the other day and he was outraged because he said, well, I park there all the time and this is the first time I've got a ticket.
So, so I'm going to be very lucky.
So I'm going to challenge it. So it doesn't mean basis? It wasn't always illegal.
What was the basis of the challenge?
Well, you may well ask. You may well ask.
I'm telling you that Townsend's love 3, love 30. Let's get to the end of this game. Might well be back here. Could still have another set in it.
Does have that feeling about it.
Oh, not if Sigmund can't get a bull toss, right?